Well, the Russian ruble hit a record low against the dollar this week. It's come back a little here, but the currency plummeted on the back of an unprecedented move by Western countries to sanction the Russian central bank, sending the economy into freefall. But what exactly do those sanctions mean? Got to turn to Brian for a little Yahoo U. Brian.
Well, Kiko, class is in session. And you'll recall those headlines that we had seen about the Russian ruble crashing after sanctions imposed by the West. And in many ways, it's pretty amazing that the United States and these other nations can just zap an entire country's currency. But the way that they do it is really important and has implications to our own U.S. dollar as well. So let me show you just kind of exactly what this looks like when we talk about the Bank of Russia being frozen in terms of their international reserves. This has to do with the $630.2 billion of what is essentially Russia's version of the Federal Reserve to stabilize their currency. And the way that they do this is basically when their currency, which is the ruble, takes a dip, what the Bank of Russia has to do is they have to buy their devaluing currency to save their value. So they'll do this by buying those Russian rubles back via U.S. dollars or gold or whatever they have stuffed in their coffers, which raises the question, well, what exactly is in the Bank of Russia's coffers? And this is one way to look at it. So about a third of it is in euros, the purple bit of this bar here. 2021 figures are on the bottom. And about a fifth of it is in gold, which we've put in blue. I guess it maybe would have been easier if we put that in yellow. But what we need to see here that's really important is the 16.4% in the orange of their FX and gold holdings that are in U.S. dollars. That's, again, as of 2021. You notice that in 2020, it was actually a lot larger of a share, about 22%. But the Bank of Russia has been actively shrinking its U.S. dollar holdings for years, perhaps anticipating someday these types of sanctions. So the U.S. sanctions essentially freeze that 16.4%. It means the Bank of Russia cannot use that orange chunk to save their ruble. So instead, what can they do? Well, they can turn to the yuan, which is the red bit here. That's about 13% that they have, or gold. That 21.7%. Now, for those that are saying, well, yeah, but the U.S. dollar is only about 16% of the Bank of Russia's holdings, the power is really in the team, and a number of other jurisdictions are piling on as well. So this is the Bank of Russia's holdings separated out into different view here. Really, this is where the assets are parked. So take a look at France, Japan, Germany. These are among the countries that are saying they will likely help out the United States in freezing the Bank of Russia's assets that are located in their jurisdiction. So that's a big deal. That would X out their third, fourth, and fifth largest jurisdictions holding Bank of Russia assets as of 2021, which again is in the purple here. The blue bars are as of 2020. It's just kind of showing you the change. Now, the UK, the European Union, and Canada are also piling on. So even though these jurisdictions are not holding as much in terms of percentage of the Bank of Russia's assets, this is still a big deal as well. That would X out the UK, Austria, Canada. That would mean that essentially a majority of the Bank of Russia's assets in its reserves are frozen. They're stuck. So in the absence of being able to defend the currency, the ruble is really falling fast against the U.S. dollar. In fact, this chart, which we pulled last night, is a bit outdated now. The Russian ruble has devalued even further than that. And that's really important because it's devastating for the country. It makes it more expensive to buy imports. It's had many lining up at banks to pull their money out of concerns over the stability of their currency. And all of this underscores just the power that Western nations have against Russia, but any other country that could be a bad actor in the future. But again, the story for Russia seems to be instead of using this, they're using this. And the story is very much still unfolding as the war continues. We'll see if the Russian ruble continues to take a hit. A big notice out there for any dictators that are watching this Yahoo U episode. But again, that wraps up this week's lesson on why the Russian ruble is crashing. And that with that, class is dismissed.
Brian, can we confirm that's a real block of gold? I'm going to say no, right?
I can't confirm about this, but this is fake. this is fake dollars. It's just
fake dollars. Maybe fake real gold. We're going to have people coming out here for Yahoo Finance. All right, Brian Chung, thanks so much for